When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
You ladies would be very happy to know I'm checked in for my flight tomorrow. It's Magic 106.7 Dave and Kendra. I'm off for a couple days.
Yeah, you're going to a conference, and you're flying out early tomorrow morning?
Early tomorrow morning. Yeah. United Airlines take me to Houston. And I don't think I'm alone. I was very happy to check in. You get a little ping. It's going, hey, it's time to check in. So I got to check in right away because it's 24 hours in the flight. I get anxious. I don't know if nervous is the right word, but stressed when I go to the airport.
I do too.
I've forgotten something. They're gonna discover something when they check me.
Right. There's a lot that goes into it. It's not like you're just driving in your own car. I mean, you're getting on a big machine that's flying you in the air. If you forget your passport or you don't make it in time, like there's no leeway.
Yeah.
Where there are in other places.
I've traveled quite a bit, and my husband always goes, "What happens to you when you walk into an airport? You're like an 8-year-old.
Do you become somebody else?"
Yes, I'm anxious, I'm snippy, and I also don't know how to do anything. And I'm a pretty competent person on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
But when I walk in, I'm very intimidated by an airport.
Yeah. To your point, Kendra, I'm not worried about the flying part. Like, I'm really not. Like, that'll be the best part of the day once we get on the airplane. I'm okay with that. It's more checking your stuff in, and they're going to have those questions, a TSA guy.
Oh, no, that's what I mean. It's all that stuff.
Answer it wrong, and you,
Do I have any liquids in my thing? Are they going to take it out?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, it's the rules. There's no leeway with the rules. That's what everybody worries about, and the timing. You got to make sure you're there in time, get through in time.
And then there's those little kiosk machines. Where your luggage tag is supposed to spit out. I can never make those work.
Do you ever get the guy that yells at the when you get to the bins, take the belts off!
Yes.
Belts off, everybody!
Yes.
Shoes, too!
Oh, you have to take your belts off if you have a belt on your clothes, you mean? Like,
you take your belt off, take your belt, your shoes. I got a laptop, I got a computer. Is it in the thing?
Jewelry.
Is it not in the thing?
Yeah, and the laptops used to have to go in a separate bin. I don't know if they still do. And a lot of it changes, and then they yell at you, and you're like,
Because you don't know today's rules.
Right.
I don't think I'm alone in that. I'm glad to hear that you get nervous about this stuff, because I don't think I'm alone.
And then the thing, raise your hand over your head, and it goes roop, roop around you, and I'm always like, oh, God, what if it goes off?
I've had a couple of step over here, please. You know, like where they've had to.
Oh, I got pulled out of line.
To do a, search. And it's like a back of the hand thing. And by the way, if you're somebody that flies all the time, you're probably used to this and you're like, you're just realizing this, David, Sue, and Kendra. But if you don't fly all the time, maybe that's why I'm so anxious about it or you're nervous about it. You don't want to forget anything. You want to.
You don't want to be pulled out of line and sent, my daughter Emma flew home and she got pulled out of line and questioned by security because she had a little, her boyfriend got Katie's boyfriend one of those little pocket knife things for Christmas.
Oh, yeah,
and
no.
She had it and literally she goes, I didn't even realize I had it. And they sat her down and they go, ma'am, this is a weapon. She goes, I've never been so nervous because, again, and she's a confident kid. She goes, I started sweating.
Right.
I was like, what's happening?
No, they pulled me
and
out of line because I had tweezers.
Oh, yeah.
She had to
give it to her. Yeah.
Could she mail it home? They sometimes
threw it out.
Never seen
they
that again.
It. Yeah.
Oh,
no,
they offered
too.
For me to mail it. If you want to mail it to yourself, you can mail it home. But but I just said no. But then I had no tweezers and I was upset because I needed to pluck my eyebrows. I was like, really? But they pulled me out in front of my whole family. It was hard. It's scary. They
Kathy got a back of the hand. I think she was wearing an underwire bra. And they're like, and they kind of did one of these where they, like a back of the hand thing just to make sure everything was okay. I may have that.
Really?
No, I'm pretty sure I have that right. Because I was watching it going, what the hell?
Well, what do they expect you to wear?
Right,
I mean,
like
that's
a
different.
Lot of women wear that.
Are there wires in all bras?
Yeah. Not all. No. But a lot.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
But enough that it's your bra. Like, you can't, I'm not taking this off. Like,
but they're very, they have a woman do it and they're very.
Yeah.
They don't take you anywhere. They do it in front of everybody so that there's no question that there's nothing
going on
untoward happening here.
Yes.
But She's also, I forgot, she's been pulled out of line a couple times because she had like hair gel
hairspray or something. Yeah.
More than three ounces, three point five ounces or something like that. So I'm like, here we go. She's getting pulled over again.
I'm always nervous. Even if I know I'm following the rules, I'm a wreck. Well, you become like an 8-year old child.
I know. It's weird. Well, it's a lot of rules. That's why.
And you've got those shifty eyes. You know, so I don't know. I don't know this one. It's a tad. She just looks, I don't like the look of this one.